is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Israel has barred two U.S. lawmakers, Congresswomen Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, from entering the country, setting off a new round of controversy in the debate over U.S. support for its ally in the Middle East. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Israel says it will not allow Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into the country because they back a boycott of Israel. They had planned to visit on a tour organized by a Palestinian organization.
They want to come here for a provocation.
Danny Ayalon, a former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., says the aim was destroying Israel's legitimacy. But Palestinian official Mustafa Barghouti says Israel's doing that itself.
They are afraid that these two congresswomen will expose to the world the horrible violations of human rights that are conducted against the Palestinian people.
Israel announced the move shortly after President Trump tweeted allowing the lawmakers in would show great weakness. Omar calls it an affront and an insult to democratic values. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. President Donald Trump suggested in a tweet Thursday that Chinese President Xi Jinping ought to meet personally with pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. However, China's ambassador to London, Liu Xiaoming, warned Thursday that foreign forces should stop interfering in an internal Chinese matter.
We urge those foreign forces to respect China's sovereignty and security. Immediately stop interfering in Hong Kong's affairs. Stop interfering in China's internal affairs. Stop conniving in violent offenses.
The U.S. and China are in the midst of a contentious, drawn-out trade negotiation, but Trump suggested any trade resolution could be delayed as long as the Hong Kong protests continue. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Gibraltar has released the Iranian oil tanker detained by British